Well, you're lucky. I hadn't had any corn in a long time, but it's coming up the time when you can get it now.
Yeah.
You can get some. What do you call a small squirrel-like animal that's brown and he has little black stripes on his back?
Yeah. Ground squirrel.
A ground squirrel?
Yeah.
And you call him flying squirrel?
Some of them different kinds. He's got one guy and the biggest kind.
That's pretty strong, John. John, she got on a plane in the mountains in the rock. This is pretty as it can be.
Is that
it's
right?
It's all kind of spotted. And
yeah, they look almost like a...
Yeah, I've watched them play.
Yeah.
Yeah, stand still and they just keep on playing.
There's three different kinds of them squirrels, and one of them's a flying squirrel.
Now, it'll float through the...
Yeah, that's a flying squirrel.
All right, now, what about an animal that has a real strong, unpleasant odor? It gives off a... You make him mad, he's black with white stripes.
He scratches pissy on you.
Yeah. But I tell you what else, it makes you smell and you can't get it off, can you?
You can't wash it off.
All right, what's the name of that animal that gives off that bad smell?
Mr. Bull, I'm going to the night. Don't get a hold of one.
Oh, some people call them skunks. Some of them call them polecats.
Well, now, what is that?
Polecat.
They call polecat?
Mm-hmm.
They don't smell good. Boy, what happens? Have you ever heard?
Boy, they've really got a friend.
Ooh, I don't like them.
You have smelled one?
Yeah, I have smelled one. Matter of fact, when we were driving down to Florida one time, you know, they crossed the road and somebody ran over one or two, and good night.
You smell it.
That was the worst smell I've ever smelled in my life.
Like the pool cat.
Yeah.
They can throw that perfume on you, and you've got to mind you burn your clothes.
All right, now, what do you call an animal that hops around on the land? Just a hopping animal. Now, he starts off as a tadpole in the water, but then he can come out
frog.
On the... You just call him a frog?
Yeah. I call him a bullfrog.
All right. Let me ask you if you've ever heard these words before. A toad frog? You call him toad frog?
Well, toad frog stays on the high land, and a bullfrog stays in the water.
All right. Now, that's a good point. A bullfrog is in water. Is that right?
Yeah,
a bullfrog's
right.
In water, and a toad frog's on land.
On land. He stays in a cool place.
I see. Now, what about these real small ones that come out when it rains and it makes that chirping noise?
Yeah.
What do you call those?
Rain frog.
All right, you call them rain frog,
mm-hmm.
And you call a tree frog.
Tree frogs. That's not a tree.
Well, they sound pretty, don't they?
I've got that.
Yeah, you got that one. I've got both of those down here, though. What do you call a worm that you use for bait in fishing?
Red worm.
Red worm.
A grub worm,
I see.
Grub worms, ones grows in cow manure.
Is that right? Well, let me ask you, have you ever seen, now, a red worm is smaller, and he's about this long.
Yeah, I've seen all sizes of them.
But what about a real long, big worm? It's kind of pink colored, and it's real long. Do you have a special name for them? You ever seen one of those?
He's just a large red worm.
All right.
Yeah, I know.
What do you call an insect that glows on and off at night?
Lightning bugs.
What do you call a large winged insect that you see around water? Now, let me draw you a picture of it.
Snake doctor.
Oh, well, he's got it. He said snake doctor. I didn't even have to write.
Snake doctor.
That's what he called. What do you call him?
I called him a mosquito.
Well, now, I just didn't explain it too well. He understood what I was talking about, though, and he said that's
he's
what
I'm... He's got full wings.
Yeah,
right,
full wings.
He's a snake doctor.
Uh-huh. Is that what you call him, snake doctor? Okay, we're back on the air now.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you call a non-stinging insect that builds little mud nests?
Dirt daubers.
What do you call a vehicle for a small baby?